This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. So, will Donald Trump be the Republican nominee for president in November? He easily won New Hampshire's GOP primary yesterday, though he pummeled rival Nikki Haley afterwards for staying in the race.
She didn't win, she lost.
Some voters in New Hampshire, though, are raising questions about Donald Trump. The AP's Norman Hall has this.
AP Votecast, a sweeping survey of New Hampshire's voters, finds that Republicans have slightly more doubts about former President Donald Trump than Iowans reported. About half of New Hampshire's GOP voters said they were very or somewhat concerned that former President Trump is too extreme to win the general election. Only about one-third said the same about rival Nikki Haley. Regarding Trump's criminal indictments, about one-third of GOP participants in New Hampshire believe the former president has done something illegal related to his alleged attempt to interfere in the vote count in the 2020 presidential election, his role in what happened at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, or the classified documents found at his Florida home after he left the White House. AP Votecast uses a combination of mail, phone, and online research to gauge voter concerns. I'm Norman Hall.
President Biden will be at a United Auto Workers political convention in Washington today after winning the New Hampshire Democratic primary yesterday. He's looking for blue-collar support in critical states. Russia says it was flying 65 Ukrainian POWs to a prisoner exchange when the military plane carrying them was shot down by Ukraine, say the Russians. Ukraine is saying only that it's looking into the plane crash. There were a total of 74 people on board. In Gaza, Doctors Without Borders says its staff is trapped inside a hospital with hundreds of patients because of the fighting in the city of Khan Yunis. This is AP News. Now to a homeless ministry in Ohio. The AP's Ed Donahue has this story.
A pastor in a small city in Ohio are tussling over the legality of his 24/7 homeless ministry. 18 criminal charges have been filed in Bryan, Ohio against Dad's Place church pastor Chris Avell. He opened up his church for people needing shelter.
It was quite shocking, I'd say, and humiliating.
Avell is accused of violating the zoning ordinance, lacking proper kitchen and laundry facilities, and had unsafe exits and inadequate ventilation. He is suing.
My faith requires we sit down at the table as friends and work out things between one another. And if that can't happen, we take those next steps.
The city's attorney says they continue to be interested in any business, any church, any entity complying with local and state law. The city says reports of inappropriate activity at the church began to increase back in May. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.